This episode is brought to you by the Homeschool Mom Academy, a membership community with weekly targeted video workshops and ongoing support for you in the chat with me as your personal homeschool coach. It is www.patreon.com/homelearningcoach, and the link is in our show notes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Everyday Home Learning Podcast. It's so lovely to have you here. I'm Hillary, and tonight I'm going to lead you through a few minutes where we just reflect on today in this crazy thing called homeschooling. And I do these nightly reflections for me and for you, for us to just pause for a few minutes and let our minds review the day instead of spending our time focusing on the things that didn't work and the challenges and the things we want to change, the things we're struggling with. I want this to be a time where we let our minds rest on what is working, something that was joyful, something that was simply a win, a lovely moment, and just let our minds enjoy that as we reflect on today. And I do this because I think it's so important for us to train our minds to appreciate these moments when they're happening. And I think the more we reflect on the lovely moments of the day, the more likely we are to appreciate them when they're happening. Because we're going to train our brains to spend just as much energy, if not more, on the things that are working. Instead of what usually happens, I think, is that we focus on the things that aren't working and spend a lot of energy and time thinking about those things, which it is important to do, and it's important to recognize what isn't working. But I think it's just as important, if not more important, to recognize the wins of the day. So I am going to ask you to just reflect on today with your family. Here it is, the Thanksgiving weekend in the United States where I live. I grew up in Canada, but we've lived in the United States for many years. And it's funny how that kind of gives a different feeling to the day. We had a fairly relaxed day today. We didn't have anything on the go. We did bundle up and take a really nice walk as a family, and we got to see how people are putting up their Christmas lights and decorations, which is so festive. Some people really spent so much time and effort making their home look lovely, and we got a lot of joy seeing that. My daughter and I are always commenting on, oh, we love that wreath, or, oh, look at that decoration. She'll say, Mommy, is that your style? And she's 7. It's so sweet. So that was definitely one of the highlights of our simple day today, which was more of a home-based day than my preference would be, but it wasn't a very nice day for being outside. And so that was lovely. Another nice thing that happened today was I had ordered a little game to help our 7-year-old with her reading and writing, her basic literacy skills. And you know what happens when you don't know if your child's gonna enjoy it. And I've learned to play it really cool and not make a big deal about it. Well, she loved the game so much, she didn't want to stop playing. Finally, I had to say to her, okay, just a couple more minutes. But the whole game was just literacy. And she loved it. So that was definitely a win. Well, anyhow, I could go on. Of course, once you start noticing the sweet and lovely moments of your day, more come to mind. And so I hope for you right now, as you reflect on your day, you might remember a meal you had today with your children, conversation that you had. Maybe they woke up this morning wanting to tell you about a dream they had or something they're looking forward to. Perhaps you went for a walk today with your family like I did. When did you feel connected to your kids today? When did you have fun with them today? Or did you simply have a little time on your own today, which is so valuable and needed for us homeschool moms? I hope as you look back on your day today, something is bringing a smile to your face. And I hope that if this is a valuable practice for you, this routine of stopping to reflect on the beautiful things in the day, perhaps you know somebody in your life who could benefit from this habit of just reflecting on something wonderful. Please consider sharing this podcast with her so she can get a little extra support in her homeschooling journey. And if you haven't rated and reviewed this podcast, I would so appreciate that. I think it helps me reach more people. But again, I'm not really so tech savvy as all that. And please consider just reaching out to me on Instagram. I'm at Home Learning Coach. I love hearing from you all, letting me know how you're doing in your homeschooling and how these reflections are helping you find the joy in the day. Thank you so much for being here tonight. I hope you have a beautiful night, a wonderful day with your children tomorrow. Thank you so much.